Wisconsin municipalities already share certain services like fire protection, emergency communication, libraries, and law enforcement. Although for many cities, geography makes sharing impossible or not cost-effective. Dan Thompson is executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He says that local governments have spent years trying to provide services more economically and that it's unlikely that there are big savings left to be found.
I know folks want to believe that there is some simple way that city and village services could be provided a whole lot cheaper and we wouldn't have to choose between cutting services and raising taxes. I'm afraid that hope is something of a phantom.
The cities of Beloit and Janesville will be holding some upcoming public meetings to discuss sharing additional services like administration and animal control. Larry Arft is Beloit's city manager. He says he's hopeful the discussions may result in some savings, but that they wouldn't be nearly enough to cover the city's estimated $1.3 million deficit.
We've done all the things you can do to trim out excess in a budget, and we're down now to pretty hardcore expenses. So the round of cuts that we're looking at for 2012 are going to be painful. They will affect facilities, will affect employees, and they'll affect service levels.
Arf says Beloit's budget deficit could increase by another $500,000 if the governor's collective bargaining law does not eventually go into effect. That law also requires most public workers to contribute more to their pension and health care costs. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.